Some Scoobal Buzz coming up at noon. Another edition. Are you going to eat that at 12:35? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Hope everybody's doing well on this Tuesday. 248-539-9797. Okay, so look, we're in that weird void, you know, post-OTAs, pre-training camp. Nobody's really locked into a football mood unless you're football year-round, which is fine, but you know how it gets when you move through the summer and you start to, like, the days start to get maybe a little bit shorter or the weather cools off and you start to realize that football's right around the corner. At least, you know, things like media days in college football and, hey, next week are OTAs and you get announcements coming out about how you get your passes to go to training camp and all that stuff. It's still like a month off, a month and a half off.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, look, summers in Michigan are great. Don't wish them away. But one of the great things about the end of summer is it's the beginning of football, and this is such a great football state. But with that said, interesting from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, recently on a podcast, was talking about how the Lions have not signed Jahmyr Gibbs. And here's what he had to say about it.
He's under contract, so I disagree with that statement.
Well, people hold out.
Yeah, and I hate when people hold out because you're under contract. You honor the contract that you're playing under at this point. I don't think there is any danger of the Lions failing to get a deal done with Jahmyr Gibbs. I think it's just a blinking contest who's going to sign a deal first, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. They're both going to sign with the respective teams, and giving advice to not participate while he's still technically under contract for the next year? Yeah, I have an issue with that.
So the highest cap hit of a running back in the NFL right now is Jonathan Taylor at $15.562 million. Now, when it comes to cap hit or the average annual value, things can be a little bit manipulated. Does he have to make north of 20?
I think yes.
It feels like a pretty big jump.
Well, I would say yes, absolutely. Because first of all, I've always stuck up for the running backs because I think running backs are woefully underpaid for what they do. And when you look at the production you get from Jahmyr Gibbs as a runner and receiver, this is a guy who's 2,000 yards from scrimmage. Pay him like he's a 2,000-yard guy, which means, yes, it needs to be a two. Lucky so there's not a three in front of it.
There's workarounds because Saquon Barkley signed a two-year, $41.2 million contract, okay? Mm-hmm. His cap hit, though, is the highest it will be is in two seasons when it's 17.364. So you can work around sort of the cap hit value with the way you structure said contract and voidable years. He's got one, two, three, four voidable years on the end of this thing. So, I mean, you got to structure it in such a way that it takes up the least amount of cap room as possible, but also make the client happy. There are reports, and it has been discussed, and it's no shock when David Montgomery was let go, that Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get a larger workload moving forward. And there is something to be said. We talk about the data with edge rushers all the time. There's something to be said for the number of carries, the number of hits that running backs can typically take before there is start to have, you know, the quality of return on said running back starts to decline, that there's a shelf life for running backs.
Yeah, without question. And if I were the Lions and want to get something done quickly, I'd offer something somewhere in the range of at 20 a year. 4 years and give him like $80, $85 million, somewhere in there.
Is there a world where the Lions make the business decision not to sign him or not offer him a contract and just franchise him?
I don't think so. I mean, you could, but because he's under contract for this upcoming season and next year, right? This is the fourth year. Yep. So, I mean, they don't have to do anything until
club option
five.
For next year.
So I'm not sure. I mean, look, I don't know what the cap situation is with this team, and cap is manipulated like crazy.
Yep.
It goes up every year. They know they have a way firmer grip on what's going on there than I would. I typically would lean towards I'll wait and see, particularly with a running back, because they do get hurt. Because guys are literally trying to take out their legs at every chance they get. So the injury rate is huge, and the risk is massive. So I'm not likely, me personally, I'm not likely to give them a contract right now. I'd wait till the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it might cost you more. You know, let's say that Bijan Robinson signs his deal now. And then I know I'm going to have to pay. I'm going to have to beat that contract at the end of the year.
Kang, what do you make of this advice from Florio that he should hold out?
Yeah, well, Florio's looking at it from the player perspective, and I totally understand that. I mean, football is a violent game. Your career can end at any moment. With that being said, I think the Lions, just judging by what they've done historically, they like to get ahead of these things. I would not be shocked at all if they were able to get a deal done before the season started, because they are so progressive in. You know, Brad Holmes always talking about sustainability and keeping one eye on the future. I think this is part of that. Like, his next contract is going to be 20 plus million a year. It just is. And he's not Jack Campbell. Like, what Jack Campbell did, honestly, is like one in a million type thing. No guy walks into a room and says, just pay me near the top. Most guys go walk in a room and go, pay me the top, you know? And Jahmyr Gibbs has that argument. He has that resume. He has all the ammunition he needs to say, I should be the highest paid running back in the league. And I think when the contract's done, he will be the highest paid running back in the league until Bijan Robinson or somebody else beats it. I mean, Achane and Breece Hall just signed $15, $16 million per year deals. There's no way Jahmyr Gibbs is in. He's ahead of those guys.
Absolutely.
He's going to get 20 plus a year. Jeremiah Love is at $13 million. He hasn't taken a handoff yet. So I think Gibbs wants to get paid. I think the Lions want to get him paid. Whoever gets paid second is going to get paid more between Bijan and Jahmyr. I think there's a possibility the deal gets done before the season starts. And now if it doesn't, that would be more, you know, I agree with you, Gator. If I'm from a team perspective, I would prefer that just to see where I'm at the end of the year. But you might have to pay up even more.
I'm a fan of Jahmyr Gibbs being re-signed. Let me be clear about that. I'm also a fan with there's some team outs where they can get out from under the contract if there starts to be diminishing returns. And unfortunately, that's just the life of a running back in the NFL, especially one that's going to have a heavy workload. I'm a big fan of shorter term. If that comes with higher guaranteed average annual value, so be it. But, you know, that's just the profession of running back is a tough one to get that second contract. I mean, maybe people get it, but I feel like there's a lot of instances where people regret it because of the diminishing returns and the shelf life of a running back in the NFL. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.